Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World post-match player comments down into the rooms at the Gabba, the Demons rooms, the victorious Melbourne rooms, where Ed Langdon's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Ed, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Tom Lonigan in the K-Rock Hub. Talk to us through that final 33 seconds. They kick the goal through Daniels and you guys have just got to make sure everything's set up right.
Hey guys, no, it's pretty nerve-wracking times. You try and hold on to a bit of a buffer. 30 seconds to go, but credit to them, they got back in it and they rolled the dice for that last centre bounce, but we're lucky enough to get to the 30 seconds, which is nice.
Three-quarter time, you're 7 points down and you're obviously well aware that you lose the quarter, you lose the match and then you probably lose your season, but you stay alive for another week. It's, you know, not as simple as beating Essendon next week to play finals, but at least you've still got some control over your destiny.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, we give ourselves a chance now. It's results dependent, but I mean, all you can do is win and hope. So we let ourselves down last week, but we responded really well today. And as I said, we give ourselves a good chance to play finals.
It must have been nice, Ed, to come back. I mean, at three quarter time, you're staring down the barrel, and then to outscore them 3-1, and their only goal came, you know, right at the death inside a minute to go. You must have been wrapped with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we defended really well, especially in that last quarter. As you said, they didn't score their first goal until 30 seconds to go, so credit to our defenders there. But we always sort of back our run against teams late in games, and we've shown that a few times this season that if we play with a good method, we usually run over the top of teams.
What about young Trent Rivers? Kicked a wonderful goal there to basically seal the deal for your team. He celebrated like he's sort of going to make a late charge for the Coleman.
And good on him. You've got a lot of youthful exuberance like that, so it's great to see. I mean, you take him when you can get him like that, so good on him.
Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, all fun. Speaking with Melbourne's Ed Langdon, here's Tom Lonigan.
Yeah, well done tonight, Ed. Just well, personally, your game I thought was really good and the team as well. I just wanted to talk about Stephen May. I thought he was sensational. He's a real rock down there for you guys. How much confidence is a guy like that? Jake Lever was pretty good down there as well. How important is it for the back six to be really settled and you guys to be really confident what they can bring to the team for you guys in the midfield?
Yeah, no, it's an incredibly reassuring thing to have. A couple of key pillars in Jake Lever and Maisie down there certainly gives, I think, the other fullbacks a lot of confidence that if they beat their man, they know Steve and Jack are going to do the same. So they never get outmarked. So it's great for our mids. You know, if we get back, we're usually able to mop it up and get it out.
And just wanted to ask, just the 39 inside 50s, and you know, Giants had 52, so there's a bit of room for improvement. What's some of the things that you guys in the midfield can do to get the ball inside 50 and give your forwards more of a chance, you know, in the games to come? Hopefully you play some finals football.
It's probably seesawed a bit in there, I think. They got on top in the second quarter inside, which really stopped some of our momentum. But it's more just about our connection, sort of 50 to 70 out. If we can get a mark, an uncontested mark, 50 to 70 out, we usually back ourselves in hitting a target. So it's probably more up the field, setting the ground up the way we want to, and then when we go in, we're set up to lock it in there.
Ed, you return home to Melbourne after 68 games with the Dockers. Do you feel a little bit ripped off that you returned home to live in Melbourne and you haven't lived in Melbourne for most of the year?
No, I certainly didn't got a plan, but I think it's a lot of people worse off than I am, so I'll take it as it comes.
Are you going to return home to Melbourne whenever the season finishes, or are you going to wait to see what Melbourne's situation is with COVID and maybe just hang around a little bit longer in the Sunshine State?
I'll see how it goes. I've got my brother up here as well, which is good, but you know, we'll see. Hopefully we're up here for a few more weeks and then I'll really decide what we've got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ed, we hope you are too for the sake of you and playing into October and an elimination final. A little bit needs to go your way, including a win over the Bombers next Saturday. We wish you the best of luck and really appreciate your time on K-Rock Football.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Ed Langdon joining us. Great to have him join us tonight. 23 possessions, 9 marks, 4 clearances, 4 contested possessions, 3 inside 50s for Kerr's Hire for the former Docker, who's been a more than handy pickup for the Demons in season 2020. Great to be catching up with him for Geelong Marine World. Of course, Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Check out Jake and the team on the Port Arlington Road at Moorlap.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.